Hello, this is Mr. Aaron, and welcome to the Rock Solid Daily Devotional for Kids. As we begin, let's slow our hearts and minds and focus in on the Word of God. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. When we trust in the truth of God's Word, it changes how we think and how we love. Let's pray together. Your Word, O God, is good and perfect. It penetrates to our innermost being. We pray today that as we read your word, that your spirit will give us understanding and that we would be moved to action. Use our time together for your glory and guide us in your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today our passage comes from Matthew 26, verse 6 through 16. Let's read together. While Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman approached him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume. She poured it on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw it, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This might have been sold for a great deal and given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a noble thing for me. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. By pouring this perfume on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Have you ever seen an optical illusion? Maybe something may have looked like one thing, only to turn out to be something very different. Sometimes you have to look at something a certain way to see it for what it truly is. In our passage today, Jesus was in the house of Simon the leper. Simon was a friend of Jesus who had been healed by Jesus. As Jesus and his disciples were visiting, a woman came and poured some very expensive perfume over Jesus to anoint him. This looked like a waste to the disciples, but anointing was an important practice in the Old Testament, especially when it came to kings. Just as when David was selected as a boy to be the future king of Israel, Samuel anointed him with oil and showed he was God's chosen king to rule the Israelites after King Saul. This woman was showing that she believed Jesus to be king. In our previous passage, we could see that the people didn't understand the type of king Jesus was. But in this passage, the woman understands completely who Jesus is. We know the woman in our passage to be Mary, a follower of Jesus who had been healed spiritually by Jesus. After Jesus had heard his disciples rebuking Mary, Jesus told them that what she had done was beneficial for him. Not only had she shown that she thought he was king, she had prepared him for burial. Jesus once again was pointing that he was going to the cross, that he was about to die for our sin. I find it very interesting that this passage takes place at Simon the leper's house. The disciples were with Jesus as they entered Jerusalem, and the excitement of being treated like a king must have been overwhelming to them. Now, they sat in the presence of a home of a man who had been healed by Jesus himself. However, they still didn't understand what Jesus was coming to do. Jesus was helping his disciples to understand that what Mary had done was good and beneficial and was preparing him for what was about to take place. Jesus was about to go to the cross to die for not only them, but for the sins of everyone, to spiritually heal those who would call him Lord and would choose to follow him. Mary understood him as this type of king, as a king that heals spiritually. In our passage, Mary gave her very best to show that she understood that Jesus is king. As followers of Christ, we say that he is king of our hearts and king over everything. When we look at our time and our day, does it show that we're giving our best to recognize him as king. Take time to think through what areas of your life that you need healing spiritually. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you are a good king. You are a king that we need. A king who heals our spiritual sickness. Father, I pray that my life would show and look like I understand that you are the king of everything. Use me for your good and perfect plan. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a pleasure being with you today. May the Word of God guide your steps and make your path straight.